looking for a good time. Then you came to the right place, cause right now we about to get lit. Got something cooking in the pot, so you should grab a seat and take a shot, cause this vibe is about to
come from me in the kitchen. I'm serving the dish. They either hate it or they love it, but they know that I won't miss. Cuz who came through with the vocals, least to be with a hit. Shout out to Steel Magazine, let them know we the shit.
Disturbingly random, random.
You hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
All right, cool.
What's goody, man?
Everything is good, man. Everything is wonderful, man. Blessed, man. Absolutely blessed.
No doubt.
Man. Absolutely.
You safe out there, man?
100%, man. Like, absolutely, absolutely. Man, I stay in the house.
Safe. It don't look like you're standing in the house on a series, man. It's like you out there in the streets chasing people. What are you doing out there, man?
I hear that, man. I mean, we working, man.
That's what's up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So everything's good on your end out there, man?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. How's things going on your end?
Good, man. We're healthy. You know what I'm saying? We stand safe. Just, you know, walk past another birthday. So,
okay.
You know what I mean?
Good, good. Good thing, man. We just had a 21st birthday for my my girlfriend's little sister. 21st birthday. So
21st.
Yeah.
I want to be 21 again. I want to try that.
You too?
Yeah. Yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. So y'all just wrapped up another episode.
Yes.
It's looking like this is about to be your series. I was kind of worried about you for a minute.
Oh yeah.
Then you started getting crazy. You know, you running up in people's spots. You know what I mean?
Man. Yeah, you know what it is. It's similar to, you know how you have a cat. Typically, cats are afraid of everything, but if you put them in a corner and they feel like they have no choice but to, you know, defend themselves, they're going to do that.
I can dig it.
That's just what it is. I mean, when you mess with a man and his family, he can take only but so much, you know?
No doubt. That's how I was looking out there, man. I was worried about you for a little bit, just for a little bit. Maybe two episodes I was worried, two or three
little
episodes.
A little bit.
Anything, but, you know what I mean? On a low. And I know Sean watching this and anything, so I'm going to ask you on a low.
Yeah.
You gonna get London back, man? You gonna snatch that back?
I mean, gotta watch the series, man.
Y'all play too much, man. Y'all play too much. You and this dude, y'all play way too much, man.
You gotta watch it, man. You gotta keep it interesting, man. It's a possibility. Possibility not.
Y'all play way too much. So how long you been doing this, man? This acting thing, man.
As far as acting, actually, not too long. Primarily, I like to write. I started out initially doing songs. And a situation that happened a couple of years ago when I got signed by a company out in California or whatever, it didn't work out the way I planned, so I got discouraged.
Okay.
And so the writing pretty much was always in me. So, I mean, I started to write scripts, and I wanted to kind of transition over into doing film, but I had problems being so I hadn't had prior experience. So I decided to write my own. Cast myself. I didn't have to audition for anyone other than myself.
And I just realized,
you know, I can write. And like I said, it's been going on for about a year or two, I would say, right now. Things are going pretty well. I actually love it. But writing is my first love.
All right. Oh, so you helped write the series, too?
Actually, this particular series, no. I have my own that I'm currently working on. I won't be out no time soon. But I primarily write, though. That's my thing. That's what I love doing.
You're going to get some of the people from It Was Written in on it and on your thing too, your project?
100%. I mean, we're a family. I mean, there's no project I would ever do without them. I mean, some that I have total control over. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's a project that I've written myself, a short film as well as a series. And, I mean, I wouldn't recruit any other actors other than the guys I'm working with right now. I have a great cast with It Was Written in. I wouldn't look any elsewhere.
Yeah, no doubt. It seems like there's a lot of synergy there with you guys and everything. Like everybody's, you know what I'm saying? Y'all kind of, you know, tight knit and you know each other outside of the set and everything. So that looks dope.
Absolutely.
So you said you wouldn't work with would you work with somebody else on another set, though, I'm saying?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm welcome to all opportunities, you know. Mm-hmm. But as I said before, Sean had given me an opportunity. I mean, it was me coming fresh off the street. As I said, I was a writer prior to me even doing the acting thing. And he gave me an opportunity to be in his series. things kind of worked out well. So, I mean, as I said before, just for him giving me that particular opportunity, I will always be forever loyal to him and his cast members as well. They accepted me as well because they had the a prior series to the it was written that I had nothing to do with that at all. I had, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, they kind of brought me in, accepted me as family. So I would do the same for them, you know? Absolutely.
So your name, your government name is J. Carolina.
Actually, it is Jermaine Carolina.
Oh, Jermaine Carolina.
Yeah.
You from Carolina?
Actually, no. I actually went to high school out there, Dudley High School, as well as Page High School. But I came back out here, ultimately graduated from Linden High School. I'm from Linden.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Yeah. And then so how the thing with California link up? When you go signed with California?
It was a gentleman by the name of Huey Potts from Linden that got into music. As I said before, I started out writing. I know you know Elias, Eddie Stockman, Brian Jennings, Kyle Small from Linden, the whole Follow Me movement. I started out writing. They're a good friend of my of the family. I started out doing the writing thing. And with Huey, he felicitated a deal for a song that I had written back in like high school.
Okay.
And actually before the contracts were able to get signed, he passed away tragically. And so I got discouraged with that whole situation, kind of left the whole writing thing alone. And a couple of years ago, I recently got back into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, is it easy for you? Like, is it easy as hell to act in anything? Or is it easy for you act in anything? Is the character that you're playing like yourself? So it makes it easy?
No.
Or is it? Okay, so it's not like you.
No. I mean, it's 100% not me. I mean, when you act, you have to take time to build the character.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, me, myself, in certain situations, I will react a certain way. But you want to see how Malik is going to react. And that's what I give you, you know? I took time to actually build Malik as opposed to bringing Jermaine on set.
Right.
And so when I'm on set, even before I actually get on set, I'm Malik. But when I'm here, I'm at home, I'm chilling, I'm this regular old Jermaine Carolina. That's it.
So when you before you start to do the Malik character,
yeah,
there's a lot of twisting your arm behind your own back, saying like, all right, I don't really want to do this, but I got to do this for the character.
Not necessarily. I mean, I know acting is a job, and I mean that's part of what the job is. I mean, my dad just recently passed away. I would say a year ago, and I mean, business is business. What I want to do, and I mean, contrary to whatever the situation may be, it is a business. Mm-hmm. And that's how I look at it. And if I have to get into character, I have to get into character. And that's just what it is. I mean, this is my business.
No doubt. I
mean, that's just what it is.
So, you ready for the big screen?
100%. I have 100% confidence in myself when it comes to that. I mean, 100%. I don't see why not. I mean, with proper rehearsal, I mean, why not?
I mean, it's crazy as hell because I'm sitting here, I'm listening to you, and it's like, yo, man, you're well-spoken and everything, right? Get on, it was written web series, and you know what I'm saying? You like, fucking, you crazy as hell. You Malik, right. crazy shit. You running through the streets and everything. You kill everything moving and everything all because everybody did you wrong. You know what I mean? You got the, you know, shorty London and everything, you know what I'm saying? Your corner and everything, little hood shorty.
Yeah.
And it makes me think about, and then also the kind of piggybacking attached to that situation is like, you got Sean, Sean Lane, maybe he's like the Brian Krugler, you like the Chadwick Boseman.
Okay, appreciate that. That's a compliment right there, absolutely. 100%.
Because you're good at what you do, man. You know what I mean?
Thank you, man. That is a blessing, man. Thank you.
You know what I mean?
So that so much, man. Thank you.
How you felt about Chadwick, man, passing?
Oh, man, you know what? He was ironically leaving behind a legacy without the public even knowing. Because as I said, as I read, he was actually filming in between chemo treatments. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's a tragic loss. And I mean, as I said before, he was leaving behind a legacy with the movie Black Panther. I mean, without even us knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I mean, he's a exceptional individual, exceptional actor, black man. I mean, even for being able to do that.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, and actually get that movie out and complete it, even going through chemotherapy and things of that nature. But I mean,
no doubt.
Yeah, definitely a tragic loss.
Um, When you're out in the streets and people see you, do they recognize you as Malik?
Yes. Yes.
Do they hate you?
I mean, actually, being from Elizabeth now, there's so many of the public from Elizabeth that watches the series. I mean, yeah, obviously going to run into some of the fans. So, I mean, it's a great feeling.
That's what's up.
It's a great feeling to be recognized for something you work so hard at.
Look at that. Sean even like, yo, good guy to work with on set. Sean give you
props. Oh, yeah, man. Sean's amazing, man. He's an amazing dude, man. Amazing dude. Very talented.
Yeah, yeah. I like Sean's demeanor, man. He's smooth.
Oh, yeah. Real laid-back dude, man. Real laid-back dude. Real cool, man.
So when people see you out there, do they be mad at you, man? Do they be like, yo?
You know what? I mean, I get a lot of sympathy, I would say.
Yeah.
I mean, because of the prior episodes and the things I went through as far as the detectives and things of that nature, it's more sympathy than anything. But I mean, just stay tuned, man. I mean, I'm pretty sure that sympathy had changed into a lot of anger, I would say.
Oh, yeah. It's good, though. That's a good rating right there. When you can make people.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
No doubt.
I mean, Sean's a talented man at what he does. 100%.
No doubt. you ever thought about. Or would that be kind of out of your way, like to do comedy?
You know what? Actually, I love comedy. On my Facebook, I put a lot of skits up. Even on the Instagram right here, I put a lot of skits up. I write like a little small skits or whatever. But I love comedy. I'm a big kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 100%. I'm a big kid. Goofball. You got to check out my videos on Instagram.
Yeah, I gotta check it out.
100%, man. You'll love it, man. I love
it. Put your Instagram page up there so everybody could check it out too. And
absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm kind of new to the Instagram thing, but I mean, I gotta get a little more active.
Yeah. So everything you was doing beforehand was on Facebook though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Just graph that thing right over and everything. Let everybody, you know, get a piece of that.
Absolutely, man. It's definitely need to see that.
Yo, do you know what Sean's going to write into the script and anything beforehand? Or, like, do you know if Malik's going to die is what I'm asking?
I mean, I know ultimately what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So you can live.
I'm sorry?
So you're going to live?
It's a possibility.
Man, the hell is Sean doing? What the hell is Sean? Is Sean standing over there, man?
Man. I'm here alone right now, man. But I mean, it's a possibility. But, you gotta watch the series, man.
I can't sneeze nothing. I talk to London. I try to get something out of her. Yeah, you know, I mean, Sean won't even tell me nothing, man. Damn it,
man. You know what's gonna tell you, man? The next episodes. Find everything you need to know.
So how many episodes, John? You're doing with this season?
This particular season, I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I'm sure that Sean had prior what was going to happen ultimately in the particular season. But I mean, so many ideas come about, you know, when you creating.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know? Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. You know, I mean, it will be coming to an end soon. Mm-hmm. But can't say what's gonna happen.
who you look up to and in Hollywood, in the acting world, who you look up to?
Oh, 100% Denzel Washington. I mean, every single movie from Mississippi Molasses. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, that was dope.
Yeah, I mean, there isn't a movie by Denzel that I haven't watched multiple times. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's an excellent actor. There isn't any particular role he can't play. And then in every single role he does play, he's completely different.
Completely different, exactly.
His son, you can tell.
His son is making his mark, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So you was, if you had a chance to work with, matter of fact, tell me, before I even ask you that next question, who's a female that you look up to and anything, who's an actress?
I have to go with, ironically, Whoopi Goldberg.
Don't front. Whoopi's dope.
Exactly. Whoopi's a lot of people dope. Don't know that.
Yeah,
I mean, she isn't as far as like big movies, but I mean, if you take the time to really watch some movies that she has done, I mean, Color Purple, classic.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I mean, and that was back when she was younger. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's an exceptional actress as well.
Yeah, no doubt. So if you had the choice between Whoopi and Denzel, who would you go with to work with?
Denzel, because I feel he can be more of a mentor. On set.
Okay. That's what's up.
You know? 100%, yeah.
That's just a you throw everything away. You go to Hollywood one day, and everything, yeah. Right? They say, yo, you're never going back home. Mm. Halle Berry come up to you and she say, like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You ain't going back home. You're gonna stay here with me, or you can bring your family here.
Yeah.
And they saying, what you gonna, you bring your family, or you gonna chill with Halle?
Oh, the family gotta come, man. 100%. Family, I mean, first.
I had to check that, man. I had to check it.
Family,
I had
first, just, my friend.
You took your temperature on that, man.
Family first. I mean, Halle Berry wasn't with me when I ain't have nothing.
True.
No,
true.
Family first. 100%.
What else I had to ask you here, man? I wrote down a couple of things. So let me ask you, what's your project that you're working on?
Yes.
It's not comedy. It's going to be more drama than comedy.
You know what? I'm very versatile with my genres of film. I mean, I write horror. I write comedy. I have a series that incorporates pretty much everything. A series mm-hmm. called Love, Lust, and Lies that won't be out until maybe next year sometime. But as I said before, I have a drama, very very drama filled film, powerful message called The Alternative Hustle that I'm going to start filming, I would say, within the next 2 weeks, I would say, but it won't be out for a while with post production and all. So,
okay. And you filming, right? You going to film in the area as well?
I'm looking to film in the area, yes, but possibly other locations as well.
Are you looking for people for other actors and actresses?
I actually have a cast already set for that particular movie. This movie was actually personal to me. Mm-hmm. As I said before, my dad passed away last year, September 21st, and that's what kind of inspired me to write that particular movie. So I was very selective about who I chose to play the part.
Right, right, right.
Because he was going to be playing me, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I was very selective with the cast when it comes to that. It was too personal for me to just, you know what I'm saying, just get anybody.
Hey, do you watch any of the other web series that are out there?
I actually don't, because I don't mm-hmm. want to be influenced, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to what I do.
Right, right.
That's my
That's the same way you did music as well? You didn't really listen much to...
Not at all. I would pretty much, everything come from my head 100%. I want the world to love what comes 110% from my head, not from any other... Other ideas, anything like that influences anything.
Yeah, yeah,
I choose not to do it at all.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So, how long you want to do this, man? How long you want to do this? This acting thing. You want to
Oh man.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Like, acting has been a part of me, I would say, since I was a child. I mean, I've had auditions for commercials, things of that nature, like a long time ago. Theater.
Okay.
Just me being young, I've had opportunities when I was younger, me being young-minded, I want to say. Mm-hmm. I miss a lot of opportunities, but I mean, it's always been in me, and it's also what I'm going to do. It's also what I'm going to do, not want to do, but going to do.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about about stage presence. If you ever had any presence on the stage for stage plays or anything like that, if you ever got into that as well.
I mean, just, growing up, high school, things of that nature, but that's pretty much it, nothing major.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I mean, as I said before, like, primarily, I love to write.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like a dope writer, you know, so,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Do you don't find no type of, well, I guess if you did it in high school, but you know what, I take that back.
Mm-hmm.
I was on stages in high school, whatever like that, yeah. But I can't be in front of a camera to save my life. I don't like it. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah. I got to take a lot of deep breaths and, you know, I got to really warm myself up. You know, I got to shadow box for a minute. Whatever like that. Like, you just get in front of the camera and you just rock. You just good with it.
I mean, you know what? As I said before, you have to get into character prior to them even yelling action.
Right.
You know what I mean? Before I even get in the car to come to set, I'm Malik.
Okay, got
it. You know? So, I mean, when they yell action, I'm already there.
That's you there already.
Yeah.
You show up.
Yeah, you have to prep yourself even prior to getting on set. It makes it very easy.
Yeah. Who would you never want to work with?
Never want to work with? There isn't anyone I wouldn't want to work with. I mean, I welcome all opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I can't say there's anyone I would work with at all.
That's what's up. Damn, you won't give me no secrets. Won't tell me no. give me one little thing. One little thing
I'll tell you one little thing.
There we go. Between
me and you.
Now we talk.
Between me and you.
Yeah.
Worth watching to the end, my friend.
That's it.
There it goes. It is worth watching to the end, my friend. I promise you that.
We knew that, Em. We knew that.
Here we go. Here we go. I thought I was telling you something new.
That's Labor Day weekend, JJ. Come on, it's Labor Day weekend. Come on, man.
Beautiful weekend, man. Beautiful weekend.
Word up. What you doing? What you got going on this weekend?
Just chilling? My girlfriend's little sister just turned 21, so we threw her a party. You know, made up by all alcohol. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
But I mean, that was pretty much it. I did it up with the family. You know.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
that's
family up. Thing. 100%. I mean, during the course of the week, I don't have too much time to do that. So every little opportunity I get to do with the family is family time.
That's what's up. Well, I ain't going to hold you up in anything from the fan, man. I'll let you say the rest. If you got anything else you want to say, you know, in regards to, you know, your cast, your crew, your family, I'll let you speak it. And
I just want to give a shout out to the whole cast of It Was Written. Give a shout out to Sean for actually giving me the opportunity to be on the cast and be on the lookout. Alternative Hustle.
That's what's up. Yo, man. Yo, Jay, man. I appreciate you, man. I ain't going to hold you up no more for these great, pretty holidays outside and you know, nice days that's out there.
Thank you.
Hey, tell your girl's daughter happy birthday. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Tell her stay at 21. Don't be a rush. Don't be in a rush.
Not at all. She got to go back to school.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, man.
Yo, man, I appreciate you, man. Yo, tell the whole family. I said, what up? And
thank you.
We always here for you guys, man.
Thank you, man. Bless up. Mess up, man. Thank you.
No doubt.
Have a good day. All right.
Peace.
All right. Ooh.